Good morning. I greet you in the precious name of Jesus this morning, the beginning, the Alpha, the author of our salvation. We're a little over 2 weeks into 2022, a time of new starts, fresh resolutions, and brand new beginnings. Or maybe we're just hitting the point where those resolutions are falling apart. You know, New Year's resolutions tend to get something of a bad rap because we see it every year. People start off fresh with a burst of energy, and then before long, our humanity catches up with us, and we're kind of back into our rut, into our cycles. But this morning, I would like to suggest that maybe it's not the New Year's resolutions or the urge to start fresh that's actually the problem, but the power behind that. And is it based on a fresh surge of adrenaline or a fleshly willpower, or is it an accessing of fresh grace from the Father? So I'm suggesting this morning that urge we feel to start fresh is actually not a bad thing, but maybe a God-given urge. It's an avenue of God's grace that he wants to give us. And by rejecting the urge, we may be cutting ourselves off from an avenue of grace that he wants to pour out. And I'll explain a little bit more of my thinking there. In the beginning, God created the evening and the morning. He created a 24-hour cycle of time with a fresh start every 24 hours. And on the fourth day, he created sun, moon, and stars and ordained them to rule that cycle and also the years. And so in a similar way to the 24-hour cycle, God gives us 365-day cycles and new beginnings. So whether at the beginning of a new year, a new month, a new day, or even the next hour, I think it's a God-given urge to start fresh with his grace. And I think as we turn to him, he gives us fresh grace. So this morning, I invite us to worship a God who offers fresh beginnings, a God who is gracious and compassionate, full of mercy and slow to anger. So it looks like we're not quite on yet. There we go. Let me exit there and try again. There, Jesus the beginning. I'd like to share an interpretive look at the scriptures of Jesus as the beginning by poet and songwriter Michael Card. In the beginning was the beginning. In him it all began. All that they had was God in the garden, the woman and the man. Before creation learned to groan, the stars would dance and sing. Each moment was new, every feeling was fresh for the creature, king and queen. But deep in the heart of that beautiful garden, forbidden fruit was found. They were deceived, disobeyed, and were driven from the holy ground. But beside the tree of disobedience, the tree of life did grow, the gift of its fruit, an eternal beginning, but they would never know. The beginning will make all things new. New life belongs to him. He hands us each new moment, saying, "My child, begin again. My child, begin again. You're free to start again." This very moment is filled with his power that we might start anew. To break us away from the past and the future, he does what he must do. And so the Alpha brings to us this moment to commence, to live in the freedom of total forgiveness with reckless confidence. With reckless confidence. The beginning will make all things new. New life belongs to him. He hands us each new moment saying, "My child, begin again. My child, begin again. You're free to start again." Let's take a few minutes to talk with Jesus about what he wants to offer to the parts of our lives this morning that need a fresh start. So I invite you to close your eyes and think of something in your life that needs a new beginning. Perhaps it's a personal habit, a sin, or a fear, a weakness, a loss, a grief, a broken relationship. Or maybe it's something in a brother or sister's life that needs newness and redemption. Maybe it's something that you've tried so many fresh starts that you don't know if Jesus has grace enough for one more. I'll give you some time to talk with Jesus about that. Now bring that need to Jesus and ask him if he has the grace for a fresh start. Ask him whether you have permission to come boldly. Ask him whether Jesus' blood is sufficient for this need, whether it's audacious to come with reckless confidence. Ask him to speak to your heart. Thank you, Jesus, that you are full of mercy and compassion. And I pray for each piece that has been brought to you this morning in need of a new beginning, of a fresh start. And we thank you for your abundant grace. I invite you to join me in reading responsively from the book of Micah. I'll read the parts that are not bolded, and you join in the bold parts. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity, passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot.
You will cast all our sins.
You will show faithfulness to Jacob and a steadfast love to Abraham, as you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old. I invite Tim to come forward and lead song number 670, a song of the amazing grace of God. Amen. What an amazing God. In closing, I invite you to join me in this responsive prayer, a prayer for a new beginning. Let's begin together. Heavenly Father, as we enter this new year, we turn our hearts to you, the source of new beginnings. You've promised that you are doing a new thing. We invite you to do a new thing in our lives in this new year and in this moment. We come bearing our brokenness from past beginnings that failed and dreams that fell short of fulfillment. We confess the times we tried to make fresh starts in the strength of our flesh rather than the power of the Spirit. We repent and ask you to center our confidence firmly on you, the solid rock. You who walked twice the covenant blood path before a sleeping Abram, we entreat you to hold true your covenant of unfailing mercy in our lives. You who taught a skeptical Peter to forgive his brother without keeping score, we entreat you to extend the same lavish forgiveness to us. We come boldly, knowing that you are a faithful high priest who is familiar with our weakness. You know our frame. You remember that we are dust. Yet your mercies are new every morning. You don't chide us for coming in our neediness. You've invited the thirsty to come and drink to the full. You offer fullness of bread to the impoverished. You, who are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, we entreat you to be our strength for this new beginning. Our confidence rests in your power. All creation emanates from your person, is held together through the word of your power, and exists for your pleasure. You, who alone are the author of our salvation, be the finisher of our faith. We look to you, our only hope, to fulfill your good purposes in us this coming year. Amen.